Superior, Big Top, Chautauqua, Washburn, and David's.
Oh, that's me. Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, really? Did I do my thing? Did you know? I must have.
Big Top in Chautauqua, in Bayfield, up in the northwest corner of the state. It's a highly active summer, presenting 42 shows in the summer. Every year since they started, they have a strong team of volunteers, 273 volunteers this summer. 50 events in the tent over the course of a 12-week season. Then they pull a tent down and tuck it away. Highly recognized throughout the state. It's on behalf, a commendation on behalf of the people of the state of Wisconsin from Tommy Thompson, Wisconsin Treasurer by Governor Scott McCollum, 2007 Governor's Arts Award. It's extraordinarily well regarded throughout the state. And outdoor performances with a tent outside. Huge audiences, 44,000 adults, over 4,000 youth, primarily white, again. Large organization. Accessibility is a large focus with this organization to be sure that the performances can be experienced by all. They had, since 2012, they've added a free family series of matinees to focus on world culture to ensure that this organization is reaching a broader population than ever. Very high-end performances with big-name performances draws from a huge area throughout the state. Their house orchestra is the Blue Canvas Orchestra. They tie in with the Native Americans with the first night and the Native American Blessings of the Tent by the Red Cliff Band of Native Americans. Got a bluegrass camp for kids, 3-day long camp. Emphasis on sustainability. Very deep connections within the community. 50 local businesses, 1,000 annual fund donors. Major, they have Keeper of the Light organizations.
I like that.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And they really are deeply involved in the community. They've got a... they note that 2020 is the last year of their 5-year strategic plan, so they are finishing that existing plan and with plans to have another. Attendance is growing per show from 580 to 615 this past year. Again, strong plans. They stay in touch with their community through largely through email and Facebook connections. A balanced, consistent budget over the years, showing very healthy balance for limited growth. Their board is mixed. They've got they're bringing in some new blood from time to time. They also have well-connected people within the community there. Their staff is a strong staff that has been doing this for a number of years, strong and experienced. They have attention for accessibility, as we noted earlier. It's ADA compliant throughout. Good staff, nice print materials. They're at the end of their strategic plan, which is a very good, healthy strategic plan. They have strong results from their surveys. 65% of their audiences are going 75 miles and more to attend and participate. It's a great treasure in the northwest corner, in my corner of the state. Mm-hmm. So, to be commended.
Well, I didn't have a whole lot to add. I mean, I really liked what they had to say. I love that they make room for everybody at the table, since they're in between two reservations.
Yep.
I did note that they have a structure that they could put over the tent that they were working on, but they don't actually own the land that they can put that structure on, so there's some debate on whether or not they can do that, but they need to preserve their tent. I love that they still do this in a tent, so I really hope that they can come to some agreement of what they can do to sustain that. But they have a lot of community support. I noted that it was a really wonderful 5-year strategic plan. And again, another example for other organizations is like, this is really detailed on what you want. And like I said, they're going to do that again. I'm going to say, yeah, the school newsletters, the, yeah, I'm just kind of like, those are the things that I had noted. But again, they are very responsive to the feedback that they get about making changes for their accessibility of people who are coming. And they've got, you know, a really wonderful long-term staff that is highly qualified.
I loved in particular, I loved everything about them. Everything. But in particular, I love that they provide training on interacting with and providing support for patrons with accessibility issues. So it's such a delicate subject. And they had a way of phrasing it, which was something like providing them with the support they want, which is, you know, there's a whole language to that. And they were particularly sensitive to that, adding a golf cart so they could transport people across the sandy parking lot, I believe, was listed in here. Mm-hmm. A number of times today I've talked about people having diversity in their programming. They have such great diversity in their programming. Not a lot of diversity in their audience, but that audience is getting exposed to so much that's interesting and relevant and valuable. And it was such a well-done proposal. And then they had the 1 year with the shortfall on revenue, and they described it very sensitively in their description, saying there were two shows in particular that caused that problem, and one turned out to be a very intimate evening for a very expensive show.
Yeah.
A very intimate experience. So I just thought they had a little humor in there as well. Nothing but high marks for this group.
Every year I think I'm going to go up to Big Top Chautauqua sometime. And mm-hmm. after reading this, I'm like, this is definitely on my to-do list next summer.
Right, my nephew lives in Washburn. It'd be a good excuse for me to go up there.
Interestingly, theirs is the only mission out of what we read for this year that emphasizes history and the environment. And I like that they just...
Right.
They wrote that Riding the Wind first show, and they just do it every year. I mean, what a great ceremony, kind of like the blessing in the longhouse and all these ritualistic things that they do every year. And I get the impression that setting up the tent, the activity, is a ceremonial thing for them, which I would be sad to see them lose if they did get a more permanent structure. And building... Didn't they say they build a longhouse every year?
Every year.
Mm-hmm. And then dismantle it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
Right.
Activities.
Yeah. The tent is going inside the more permanent structure, and they did have photos of it if you got through there. And before I even got that far, I went online to see if I could see it. And that that more permanent structure is also movable. So if they have to, they'll be able to move it. But I love that they address right up front that they're in discussion with the owner of the property to have this more permanent presence.
I love the quote.
We're thus in the 2 minutes.
Bonnie Raitt.
Whoa, canvas.
She was doing her sound check.
Tom, do you have anything to add?
I have nothing additional to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I enjoyed reading about it.
I did not know that canvas had a great acoustical properties.
Yeah.
I do now.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe
a canvas banner.
That's what she
right. Well, they refer to it several times. The great acoustics, the perfect acoustics. Okay.
Well, never know.
If you are done, please score.